Hey, it's correct. It's me, and I'm live. I don't think there's any way to record the program. I'm going to try right here. Nope, it's not working. JP was certainly right. Thanks so much for your patience here. The engineer, I think, has been a little bit under the weather, so it will be fixed in good time. But you have me live in the flesh right now. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Oh my goodness. We should all do our jobs to help ourselves, right? Let me ask you a question. Does complaining do a lick of good? No, it doesn't. The only thing that matters is action. I want to read a quote to you from Henry Beeler, M.D. And I like this quote. And this is for your consideration. To me, true health is achieved by following the laws of nature. When you break them, illness results. Health is not something bestowed on you by beneficent nature at birth. It is achieved and maintained only by active participation in well-defined rules of healthful living, rules which you may be disregarding every day. It would be good to study this. You're the general. You're in charge of your body. You're the one that's driving your own bus. You got to be your own best advocate. If there was a time that the consistent message and theme of taking care of yourself is applicable, it's today. You have to be your own advocate. I get phone calls just about every single day of people that are in a bad, bad place. And there's a lot of those people I can't really help because I can't see them. I just can't. I can only do so much. There's only one of me. I've considered going to South Korea and paying $55 billion to have myself cloned, but I kind of have opted about that. You know I'm just joking about that. Okay. Let me read this to you right here. Anyway, if you want to call me and ask a question, please do so. It's good to be curious. It's good to ask. I like it when people are extremely curious and they read articles and they study and they watch videos and they read books trying to learn. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. I'm one of those people.
Okay, good. I like it.
Oh, I'm still.
Do you have your radio on?
No.
Okay. That's just the effects of the lightning strike of the radio station. But go ahead, if you can hear me.
Okay, Dr. Morgan, I was in the woods about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and I believe that I got chiggers.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the doctor, to the urgent care center, and I told them that I thought I had chiggers all over my back, and they gave me prednisone and an antibiotic, a 7-day pack on both of those. And I have taken that medication for the last a week and a half to 2 weeks, and I completed that, and I was completely, my body, whole body had a rash, my friend counted about 180 bites on my back, and that was not all of them.
Now, is that the only place you had the chigger bites?
I have pretty much cleared out. As far as my body's concerned, I'm still taking Benadryl because my whole body gets inflamed. But my feet, from the shins down, when I got up this morning, were red, and the burning. I elevated my feet, and that helped, but I still have that burning sensation in both feet. Yeah, but anyway, I wanted you to see what I could do about the burning feet and from the shins down.
Okay. Are you telling me that chiggers only got on your back?
Well,
what about your legs and your arms?
It was primarily on under my arm, in my armpit, and on the side of my chest, and down the side of my body, and on the backside.
I've never seen chiggers like that ever. Every time somebody walks in my door and they say have chiggers, I say, show me your legs. So you're telling me they crawled over your legs and went straight to the armpits?
Well, you know, that was the question that I
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just thinking, I've never seen chiggers do that before.
No.
I find this fascinating. Amazing. So, do you think you got the rash and the burning of your feet from the antibiotics?
You know, I don't know.
Well, did you have it before you took the antibiotics?
No.
Okay, anytime
that... I've always had cold feet.
Yeah, anytime that you have burning of the feet and where they turn red, I can tell you right now, your body's complaining big time about something. Big time. And so if the liver becomes very upset, the rash and the burning always go to the feet. So, and I'm not trying to be difficult here, but antibiotics, they are so famous for causing severe allergic reactions. I mean, I'm just thinking in my mind right now, if I showed you all the pictures that I've received from patients over the years, and they look horrible, I'm thinking, what antibiotic did they take? They just have a very high level. So, most likely, that's what's going on. I don't understand the chiggers on your back, though, and I promise you, I'm not trying to be difficult, but either did you just, like, tape your pants up where the chiggers couldn't get on your legs, and you just roll around in the grass? Is that what you did?
I'll explain.
Okay.
I've got an explanation.
Sure.
When I was in the woods, I had a suit on that covered from the head, left the face exposed, and it was solid, and I zipped it up from my lower level up, and I was completely sealed off from the ticks, all except for my legs. Had to tie, you know.
Gotcha.
And I'm wondering if I got a chemical infection from that suit because I was
That's always a possibility. Well, let me just talk about what you would do. If you were at Galveston right now and you got stung by a jellyfish, what would you do? It's not a trick question. What would you do if a jellyfish wrapped its stinging tentacles around your leg right now? What would you do?
I don't know.
Somebody would say, look the other way while they urinate on it, and all the pain would go away. And so that's one of the old remedies for chiggers. If you want the pain to stop, just put a drop of urine on them. I mean, I'm not recommending that, but that's what some people do.
Well,
anyway, if you have a rash and burning on the bottom of your feet, most likely you're having a reaction to something. Your liver's complaining. Your liver keeps your skin under continual surveillance 24 hours a day. So here's what you can do. You can start taking Epsom salt baths. If you fill the bath with plenty of really comfortable hot water, whatever your temperature tolerance is, put 2 cups of Epsom salt in there and just soak for about 20 minutes. Try to pull and draw all that out. The other thing that you can do is you can start sipping on fresh lemon water. You just take a lemon, squeeze the juice in a cup of water, let it kind of marinate a little bit or infuse, and just sip it down. That's going to help your liver clear whatever toxins are in your body. Dandelion tea is absolutely fabulous. Sometimes it works so fast it's unbelievable. But if you'll start drinking dandelion tea, it's going to help cleanse your body really fast, which there's a principle here. if somebody says, hey, Dr. Morgan, I'm toxic, what do I do? Well, the easiest thing to do is just to have raw foods in the form of juice. So if you took 3 ribs of celery, 2 carrots, 1 apple, 1 peeled lemon, a chunk of fresh ginger root, that would start to clear these toxins from your body. If you take Benadryl, I mean, that's one option that you have, and I understand why a person would do that, but you can't do that long term without causing major other side effects. So if you'll start drinking herbal teas and you'll start rehydrating your body with lemon water and drinking vegetable juices, like I just mentioned, you're going to be on the road to clearing this stuff out. Now, if you've had a reaction from the antibiotics, it's so easy to start eating like 2 apples a day. I mean, apples contain a substance called quercetin, which has kind of received a lot of press because it prevents the coronavirus from replicating inside the human cell. I think it's like a protease inhibitor and also a zinc ionophore. It works by multiple mechanisms, but it's very interesting. But if you ate 2 apples a day and you start doing these things, your body would go straight into cleansing mode. If you go outside and sweat and perspire, that is just going to completely help drain all the poison from your body. If these chigger bites, if that's what they are, if they're painful and they hurt, I'm not telling you to do it, but if you look up on the internet that putting your own urine on there takes the pain away and helps them to heal fast, well, that's up to you. I wouldn't do it, though, ever. If you told me that I had a horrible case of shingles, it was burning bad and I was severe pain, I would never put urine on there because that'd probably make the pain go away instantly. So those are things that you can look at. So just help, just get right in line with helping your body clean itself up, because that's what you need to do. And so if you start eating sauerkraut every day, if you start having fermented foods, if you'd have like a green salad, if you start juicing, maybe this can be the starting point of ending all your pain and suffering.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I hope it helps a whole bunch.
I appreciate that. I'm getting feedback, and I can't understand. I was.
That's all right. I know. I'm having to
anyway,
ignore also.
I am drinking juice, like you said, and I don't have a rash on my feet. It was just the redness.
Well, is it burning?
I appreciate that.
Oh,
thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much,
you're
Dr.
welcome.
Morgan.
Bye bye. I have no idea how this thing works. Okay, that's just one of the... Okay, what happens in life when you have something annoying come up? You just deal with it. And I realize the communication this morning is probably absolutely horrible. And, you know, I can't do anything about that. I mean, I can apologize for it, but I can't stop the reverberation. And it is distracting. And so, like, if you call me on the radio, you're going to have to turn your radio off and just try to listen to me. And we'll try to have a conversation. If somebody else can pick up on something and jump in, that's fine, too. But until they can undo the damage of this lightning strike, this is probably the very best that I have to offer you. So let me just talk about some stories from this week. I'll just kind of do them rapid fire. I mean, every day is like an interesting day for me. But a woman comes to see me, and she tells me, I've got this really, really rough, dry, splitting, cracked, painful skin that showed up on the bottom of my feet. And so I'm trying to be careful how I say this, because I want to encourage people. I don't want to, like, knock them down. Sometimes people are very fragile when it comes to their health. This lady's not. She's awesome. But when you start, out of the blue, if you start having dry, splitting, cracked, painful skin that's just very angry on the bottom of your feet, that really is a tell there's something going on somewhere else in the body that may not be great. And so anyway, when I was talking to her, I said, okay, and I don't ever offer anybody a guarantee. I mean, I am not God. God can guarantee your healing. And Roy Morgan cannot. But what I can do is I can try to figure out what the problem is and point you in the right direction. So we tried several things, but one of the remedies that she decided to try of her own free will, her own volition, you remember, everybody's got a free will. Don't tell me that you don't. I kind of get tired of hearing that. I have all these people tell me, I don't have a free will, Dr. Morgan. I'm not responsible for what I say and do. I'm going, okay, you do too. But you have your own free will. So she tried rubbing fresh lemon juice on this really dried, cracked, splitting skin. And then she followed up with unfiltered extra virgin olive oil. Why would I choose unfiltered olive oil? It's because it's richer and more robust in its chlorophyll content. Chlorophyll is absolutely one of the most amazing creations. I'm trying to think, which day of creation did God make chlorophyll? Because everything that we have here, He made it. That's right. Our Lord made everything that we have. And either we learn to use it to benefit us, or we don't. Anyway, she tells me in 2 days, one of her feet, specifically the left one, was almost clear. I said, that's amazing in 2 days. You see what happens when you help assist the body at repairing itself? Oh, that is spectacular. Awesome. And so, olive oil, let your skin, wherever there's a problem, drink up the nutrients in the lemon juice and the olive oil. So actually, studies have shown that about 70% of anything that you put on the skin, your skin's going to absorb. So what if you were in a saltwater ocean? Are you going to absorb some of that? Yeah. What if you try to bathe in a heavily chlorinated swimming pool? Are you going to absorb the chlorine? Yes, you are. That's just the way it is. You're going to come in contact with toxins. So you can start to turn these things around just by assisting your body if you know what to do. The other thing that I heard, she told me that her daughter was offered $5,000. Maybe it's just a one-time payment if she were willing to submit to getting the COVID vaccine. If you want to call it a COVID vaccine, I think I know why they call it a vaccine, even though it's not. The usual definition of a vaccine is it contains a weakened or an attenuated virus or a live virus. Thus, when you inject it directly into the bloodstream, the immune system at that point has no choice but to respond to it and say, what the heck is this virus doing here? This is foreign. It may harm us. Let's start producing natural antibodies against it. Okay, that's the way it's supposed to work. But this vaccine's not a vaccine. I'm pretty sure the main reason why they want to call it a vaccine is that way they get around any liability for causing a death or being permanently physically harmed or maimed from the vaccine. You can say whatever you want, and you can get on Facebook or any other website, and they'll tell you it's bogus that people are being killed by the vaccine. Baloney. Just about every day, I hear another story from a patient about a relative that died immediately following application of the vaccine. And so, $5,000. I mean, I find that just incredible. When I was at Walmart last Saturday, just briefly had to get something, the checker said, and the lady ahead of me, they were talking about the vaccine, and the checker said, you know what, it's really suspicious. They want to pay us $1,000 to get the vaccine. She said, if they got to pay you and bribe you to do something, what does that tell you? I'm going, you know what, I like you. You're thinking. You know, one of my most favorite Bible verses of all time, I know you've heard me say this before, but I like it. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. And the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they received the word with all eagerness. And they studied the scriptures daily. So when Paul and Silas showed up in the synagogue to proclaim Christ and Jesus, what did the Bereans do? They said, I think we'll go to the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah and read it and see if what Paul and Silas are saying is true. And you know, when I kind of think about that, and one of the thoughts that I've always had about that was, if these people were praised for questioning Paul and Silas, who am I to get ruffled if somebody questions me? Or if I question a doctor? Okay? It's okay. All we're after is we're looking for the truth. And so it's really good to have the truth at your fingertips. But you have a free will, which means you have to actively pursue it and see it for yourself. I think Jimmy told me, how valuable is wisdom? It's worth more than rubies, more than gold, yea, fine gold and silver. And what is the biblical command when it comes to wisdom? Get it. Pay any price, get wisdom. Do you realize what an incredible gift it is to be able to wake up and be alive right now? It is, God is amazing. Well, that's what we should spend our time doing. Instead of talking about how scared you are of COVID-19, you want to talk about how magnificent God is and his design of the immune system. I was reading the Israeli study this morning. I don't have it in front of me. I think it's on my smartphone. Yes, the phone is smarter than I am. It's amazing what it can do. It's just like a Apple iPhone, what is it, a 6 or 7, something like that. But it's amazing what you can do at your fingertips. But we're supposed to get wisdom. But in this Israeli study, it showed that if you've been triple vaccinated, you got 27 more times of having severe symptoms that are going to require hospitalization. Folks, I can't make this up. I realize this is not a real comfortable topic, and it's not going to be a lot of fun. But I think there's a good message in here somewhere. What are we supposed to do when we encounter difficulties and problems? What are we supposed to do? I think in the book of James, chapter 1, you remember James was the half-brother of Jesus. What did he say? Count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials. Well, in the world, are we encountering trials? Yes, we are. What are we supposed to say? Thank you very much, Lord. Thank you for these trials. Thank you for these difficulties. And what's one of the positive things that could come from facing a difficulty like this? Now, I'm not trying to say this is a funny, laughing matter that people are being injured and they're suffering and they're sick and they're dying. Hey, I'm taking this seriously. If you come down with COVID, you need to take that super, super seriously. Don't wait. I think I have about 4 people that I tell on the phone every week. Listen, next time, do not wait 2 weeks until you have quadruple pneumonia. There's no such thing as quadruple pneumonia. But if both lungs are filled with fluid and you can't breathe and you're about to die, don't wait. You got to learn to strike while the iron's hot. I'm not sure what that means, but I think it means you need to respond quickly and do something to help your immune system do its job better. Do it quickly. Do not wait. I have never seen such a numbers of overconfident people where they go, you know what? I really don't think this virus exists. It exists. Now, it's never been isolated. I know that. I have searched and searched for true isolation. And this, anyway, that's like another topic. But you've got to learn that when we have a challenge or a difficulty, it actually might be a very good thing, because what could come from it? We could learn how to take better care of ourselves. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, what if, and what if you say, oh my goodness, I'm getting sick. What's the problem here? And you're drinking your 12th beer. Well, you know one thing that I've learned the hard way? If you drink alcohol and you drink beer every day, you're the one that's going to die from the coronavirus. I mean, alcohol consumption has gone up by 500% across the world. Well, especially here in America, that's where the stats come from this coronavirus since the lockdown. I mean, it's not a genius statement to say, where in China did they have the highest alcohol consumption where the coronavirus had its outbreak? That was in Wuhan, China. If you drink alcohol, that's your choice. You have a free will. But I can tell you what's going to happen. It's going to severely deplete you of what's called vitamin B1. It also causes depletion of zinc and magnesium, which those are so critical to the human body. There's so many things you could fix if you could just get an adequate amount of zinc in a human body. By the way, you cannot make antibodies without zinc. Zinc is literally the cornerstone of the immune system. So, if I'm not mistaken, the studies are showing the most vulnerable person on the planet right now to die from COVID is somebody that's 80 years of age and above. And why is that? Well, one of the reasons is because they, you know what the word senescence means, don't you? Or the word senility. You think, hey, I know some senile people. They have lost the ability to function the way they used to. Their mind is not the same. They don't remember. They have these issues being able to compute, you know, numbers. Well, that's senility. If you want to call it dementia, Alzheimer's, okay, that would probably loosely fit. But the problem that we have with aging as a human being on this planet is you go through what's called immunosenescence. That means your immune system ages. You just don't produce the number of T lymphocytes that you used to. Now, I have the book right here in front of me. And, good night, this book is so heavy. I'm going to have to, like, grunt and groan to lift it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. What's the name of the book? 13th edition, Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine. And there's six men that have written this book. The authors of this book, it is one big honking thick book. It's from 1994. Eiselbacher, Bronwald, Wilson, Martin, Casper, and, oh yeah, one more name. Who wrote the section on immunology? Anthony Fauci. So I got Dr. Fauci's book in front of me where he explains the immune system, and I just said, you know what, I want to see what he has to say about natural immunity. And so I haven't opened the book. I know it's chapter 277. Actually, you know what? Maybe I should turn to it. No, it's too big. I'm not strong enough. But when I read it, he said the T lymphocytes, those are the white blood cells that respond best toward a viral infection. And so as human beings age, they have weaker and weaker and more sluggish T cell response. Have you ever heard the term a T lymphocyte? And are they good? Oh my word, they're fabulous. When a T lymphocyte determines that you're under attack by a virus like the COVID SARS-2 or the coronavirus or COVID-19, when your immune system says, hey, we're under attack, well, your T lymphocytes are supposed to do their job. And here's what they're supposed to do. They release a chemical that communicates to your brain that all of a sudden you feel exhausted and tired and really sleepy and like you need to go lay down in bed right now. So you know what I'm saying is correct. When you get sick, you go, oh man, I better go get in bed right now. Well, that's your T lymphocytes doing that. Wouldn't it be interesting if there was a way to increase the production and the efficiency of the T lymphocytes? Because if you did that, you know what you may have? You may have a better functioning immune system. I'm going to think for just a second. Let me think in my brain. How do you do this? Oh, yeah, I just figured it out. Have you ever heard of an amino acid called N-acetylcysteine? Well, N-acetylcysteine is a natural amino acid that when you take it, it vastly, greatly improves the function of your T lymphocytes. It also increases your glutathione production. So you're saying, hey, Dr. Morgan, are you telling me that if I take N-acetylcysteine that my immune system could potentially work more efficiently toward responding to a viral entity? The answer is yes. And so I had two people come to see me yesterday, and one was a young man. I like him a lot. You know, one of the reasons I got a lot of respect for him, he's self-employed. The guy is a hard worker, taking care of his wife and kids. I love it. I love to see people working hard or using their time to be productive. Just remember, there's a Bible verse that says, whatsoever your hands find to do, work it at with all your might as serving God, not man. Do you believe that to be true? Yes. Well, if you're complaining about working and how you're too good to go to work, well, you're not honoring God's request right there, are you? I'm saying that to a family member right now, not to anybody else. Actually, work is a gift from God. Oh my goodness, He is so good to us. And so this young man I was telling you about, he said, you're not going to believe this, Dr. Morgan. This month is probably the best that I've done. I'm just able to breathe through my nose. He says, you don't know what the torture is, not being able to breathe at night or breathe through your nose. And I thought to myself, I kind of do, and it's pure misery. Could you imagine every night you lay down to bed, you can't breathe, and you feel like you're suffocating, and you got to breathe through your mouth? Oh, that's horrible. So he tells me, since he's been taking N-acetylcysteine, he can breathe through his nose. Okay? Another lady told me the same thing. She said, something's different here. I said, what do you think it is? She said, I think it's the N-acetylcysteine that's made the improvement. I'm going, okay, we can learn. Folks, let me tell you something. If you've got a health problem, and you can go to a doctor or a physician or whoever it is, a nurse practitioner, a nurse, physician's assistant, massage therapist, herbalist, I don't care. If you go to somebody, that's a good thing. That means you're seeking answers, you're trying to help yourself, you're trying to be the very best advocate for yourself that you can. But if you go to somebody and you're asking for help, that's a step in the right direction. And so if that person tells you, you know what, you've got all this mucus, you got all this gunk, maybe we should give you a little bit of N-acetylcysteine, and if you get better because of it, well, you should get on your knees and thank the good Lord in the heavens above that you survived that one. God is merciful. By the way, the Food and Drug Administration is trying to say that N-acetylcysteine is a drug because what it does is it breaks up old gunky mucus from the lungs. Do you want to have pneumonia? Okay, you're going to get it if you have a bunch of snot and green and yellow hardened mucus in your lungs. Because what happens is bacteria just crawl under that slimy biofilm and they can reproduce. You can even take antibiotics sometimes and you can't even get to the infection because it hides in the biofilm. But don't worry, it'll come out of hiding once the conditions are right for it. And so the Food and Drug Administration has put pressure on the largest seller of nutritional supplements in the universe. They're called Amazon.com. I'm not against Amazon.com. They probably do a lot of good things. And plus, if you live way out in the country, it's probably easier just to order your stuff on Amazon that you can't find anywhere in the near vicinity. And so they put pressure on them, and so they pulled all the N-acetylcysteine. And I kind of thought to myself, okay, why would the Food and Drug Administration put pressure on Amazon to prevent the sale of N-acetylcysteine? If N-acetylcysteine has been shown to improve T lymphocytes' response to a virus, doesn't that sound kind of bad that they would pull the very thing that could help a person that wants to help themselves? Now, I know how this works. There's going to be some people you can't convince them to take care of themselves. I had a couple come to see me, and this is just what they said to me. And this was kind of a weird deal, I thought. They said, Dr. Morgan, we want to know what you think as far as how can I improve the condition of my... I'm going to keep this general vague because I don't want to offend anybody. But the wife said, I've got these issues with my heart. What can I do to help myself? But she said, before I could even respond, she said, now, I'm not going to do anything that you say or recommend. What I want to do is I want to take your recommendations, write them down, and I'm going to take them directly to my cardiologist, and I'm going to run them by the cardiologist. And I said, okay, that's fine. I said, well, what are you hoping to achieve? And she said, well, Dr. Morgan, we really don't have a lot of money. And so we're completely indebted to the medical profession, meaning I want to make sure that I do everything my medical doctor says because I want to keep him extremely pleased and happy, because what if I say anything or do anything that they may not approve of? They're going to get rid of me as a patient, and then I can't get my drugs. I said, well, ma'am, you're taking 21 drugs. And I said, and one of these drugs you're taking is definitely, it's called an ACE inhibitor. It's going to predispose you to getting or having a very, very bad reaction if you take the vaccine, because we kind of cover that topic also. And they asked me what I thought. And you know what? What am I supposed to say? If I look at the studies and I show that there's a lot of people that are having major, major problems with this COVID vaccine when they're taking certain heart medications, well, isn't it my job to kind of point that out and say you may want to like rethink this and look it up and study it for yourself? And so she says, Dr. Morgan, I'm fixing to go take the vaccine because my medical doctor wants me to do it. I said, you might want to rethink that because you're taking these medications and you've got these other issues. And if you take the vaccine, I mean, the studies are showing Anyway, she went ahead and took the vaccine. She passed away pretty quickly from blood clots. That's horrible. I hate that. And then I think the father took the vaccine, and I think he passed away from clots also, and that's just horrible. I don't want that to happen to anybody. And I'm not trying to be critical. You got to remember, every human being has a free will. There's the First Amendment. You have the right to choose. I know there's a narrative right now that says it's the unvaccinated people that are the problem. I can assure you that is not the case at all. The problem is, like these studies are showing now, that when you've been vaccinated, what you're really doing is you're shedding the virus. You may be asymptomatic because of the spike proteins and the messenger RNA or whatever vehicle they're calling the vaccine. You may not know you're sick, but every time you breathe, coming out of your exhaust is all these viral entities that are going to make other people sick. Now, I know that's not comfortable. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to stir anybody up, but that's just the way it is. And so you've got to figure out, what am I going to do to take care of myself? So when we have a problem in the world, I say we turn to God first. And His design of the immune system is brilliant. But you've got to do your job to comply with how the immune system functions. I have told person after person, the moment they call me on the phone, they say, we've got COVID pneumonia, I tell them all, the first thing out of my mouth, don't eat a drop of sugar. Stay away from it. If you want to completely destroy the immune system's ability to respond to COVID, then drink Cokes and eat cookies and cake and eat candy and just eat sweets all day long. You're going to get sick. I mean, this virus is the real deal. Even though it's not been isolated, I feel certain there's, if you want to call it the flu on steroids, I'm okay with that too. That's fine. But you can't mess around with this. So do diligence. Do your job. Don't put your fingers in your eyes or your nose or your ears or your mouth if you've been around other people. Wash your hands with soap and water. I'm really fond of that soap that's made of olive oil and just lemon juice. I think it works fabulous. And plus, it protects all the flora that's on your hand and your body. You don't want to strip those guys off. And so if you believe in taking things like quercetin, I think that's a good call. It's a polyphenolic compound that comes from like apple peels. I've told so many people with lung problems, have you read the studies on apples and improving your lungs? It's phenomenal. Here, I just made up a new phrase. No one's ever heard of this before. I made it up just now. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. No, I'm just joking. Of course, everybody knows that. What do you think would happen if you eat an apple a day? Well, you're giving your body quercetin. You also, when you consume onions, you're getting quercetin. If you want to take it in a supplemental form, fine by me. I don't think I've read one report that shows that a person overdosed from eating apples or onions. I know there's many people that have come close to dying from eating apples, but those are usually fried apple pies at a contest. I'm joking. without a doubt, you would be so smart if you tried to respond by helping yourself by consuming zinc and vitamin D, as in D3. You know what a woman told me this week? She called me on the phone. She said, Dr. Morgan, my cardiologist says that I can't take any of the supplements that you're recommending because they're not going to be good for me and they're going to harm me. And I said, well, what's the first one? He said, do not take cholecalciferol vitamin D3 under any circumstances. It's so dangerous. So I said, do you have a second? So I opened up my journal from 2004 and I read the abstract to her. The highest amount of heart attacks occur when a person's vitamin D3 levels is at 34 nanograms per, it's either a milliliter or nanoliter or nanogram, something like that. And I told her, I said, look at this. And then the next thing she told me is, she says, the cardiologist says, do not take ubiquinol. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. Folks, maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't. But coenzyme Q10 in the form of ubiquinol or Qanol that you can buy at the store, it is phenomenal for healing and repairing and trying to keep the heart in good working order. I am not making this up. You're probably thinking that I am. But anyway, Man, I've been rambling. I'm so sorry. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. So you kind of know going into it if you make a phone call to the station. You have to turn the radio completely off. We're going to try to keep the reverberation to the minimum, but just ignore it and talk right through it, and I'll do my best to help you. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Ignore the voice and listen to me. Okay, that didn't work. I realize that, and I don't know what the person on the other end of the phone line can hear, but for all I know, they're hearing the reverberation that's coming through. I promise you they're working on that. So, thanks for your patience. Okay, okay. I guess I'm going to have to do what's called just keep talking, right? Now, let me give you my sales pitch on the matter right here. I don't have the research in front of me, so you're going to have to trust me just a little bit when it comes to giving you this information. But I'm going to tell you, if it were me... Oh, yeah, this is the other story I wanted to tell you. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to blame Dr. Joe Mercola, since he's not here to defend himself. But Joe Mercola has been saying that when you have an issue with your lungs like an infection, he's a firm believer in what's called nebulizing of using a nebulizer to breathe, to do a breathing treatment of hydrogen peroxide. And so there was a lady that came to see me last week, and she was just talking about how rough the lungs are and how she's got this mucus and congestion, and yes, she's got asthma. Well, she tried a nebulizing treatment of hydrogen peroxide, and she calls me, and she says, Dr. Morgan, it's a miracle. And I said, wait, what's your definition of a miracle? She says, this is a major game changer. My lungs were so bad that the moment I took the hydrogen peroxide in the nebulizer, it completely turned everything around. I said, really? Now, folks, you tell me. What's not to believe in this story? Okay, I know there's going to be people calling, complaining, and say, how dare that woman use a nebulizer and treat herself with something that hasn't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Okay, you got a good point. But you know what I tell everybody that walks in the door? When they start telling me of all the recommendations that their healthcare professionals told them, and I ask the person, are you any better off? And they say no. I said, okay, they had their chance. Isn't that true? You know what the number one comment is that I get just about from everyone? They always tell me the same thing, and this happens every single day of the week. Well, maybe not every single day, but close enough. They always say, I said, well, what does your doctor say they want to do? They want me to come back in 6 months and do a follow-up CAT scan or MRI and just watch and wait. And I say to them, would you watch and wait if your house were on fire? And the answer is always no. Would you watch and wait if there was a copperhead at your front door? No, you'd take action. People, the quicker that you respond to your body telling you it needs help, the better this is going to go. You have a chance. Now, if you allow your lungs to become full of fluid and you develop double pneumonia, and you're so weak you can't even breathe, you waited way too long. I mean, this virus is a pretty serious deal. So you got to use the wits that God's given you. So what if you started taking N-acetylcysteine? I can't tell you to take a nebulizer and use food-grade hydrogen peroxide. Doesn't take much, but I mean, there's a First Amendment. There's a freedom of speech. So if you want to go on YouTube and type in, how do I nebulize hydrogen peroxide for lung problems? Well, if somebody shows you, that's no one twisted your arm. You just learned how to do something. But if I had to choose one thing to give people from the vegetable and fruit world, I'm telling you, I've seen this work over and over again. The moment you start to feel bad, take the juicer out, blow the dust off of it, and take 2 carrots, 4 ribs of celery, take 1 lemon and just peel the outer part of the rind. If you peel the outer part of the rind, you're going to leave more of that white pith. Get a really good high-quality lemon. I think I'd get an organic one if they had them available. If not, I'll use the conventional ones. But if you could take that, run all those things to the juicer, and maybe use an inch or two of fresh ginger root, the kind that you get from the produce section of the grocery store, if you could do that, I am convinced that would greatly help your immune system. Am I offering you a guarantee? No, I am not. When I look at the studies, if you have a fatty liver, that's not going to go well if you come in contact with corona. That's really hard on your immune system and on your body. If you're extremely overweight, you better steer clear of other people that are sick. You can have a contagious person that doesn't even know they're coming down with corona, and they could be spreading the virus like crazy. And even they're showing now there's 27 times the hospitalization for people that have been triple vaccinated. And so, and this is just what I'm going to run past you. I want you to tell me what you think about it. If you're supposed to have an immune system that generates antibodies, they're called lymphocytes, if you want to call them T cells and B cells, what they do is they confer to you lifelong immunity against, say, the measles or chickenpox or, you know, what's another illness? Influenza, how about that? Or the coronavirus. What happens if you take the vaccine? You completely bypass all that. You completely do an end around and you say, immune system, we're not going to allow you to generate antibodies against this corona. And so when you do that, that's why it doesn't shock or surprise me that the new studies that are coming out of Israel that are extremely valid, they're demonstrating they're getting the worst symptoms and hospitalization among people that have been triple vaxxed. I can't make it up. Yes, I know there are people that are unvaccinated that are dying. But like I read that news report where it said 99.67% of all people that are in the hospital with problems are unvaccinated. Folks, that is a big bunch of baloney. If you believe that, you can. It's your right to choose. You have a free will. But that's not the way it is. So if I had my way, you just got to get it in your head that it's completely up to you to take care of yourself. If you're used to drinking Coca-Colas all day long, I'm not trying to judge you on that. Do it if you want to. I don't recommend it. And you know what? You can't say that you want to be super, super healthy or restore your health and drink 12 Mountain Dews a day. I think those two ideas are incompatible. What do you think your body's going to say to you? Going to say, hey, I just heard you say that you would do anything to restore your health. I'm listening to you. Now, if you're drinking 12 Pepsis, I don't think that we're living in reality here. And the other goes for alcohol. I can tell you, the number of people that drink alcohol and have died from this COVID vaccine are just incredible. I don't know if you've heard many people talking about it, but one of the greatest tragedies in the last year and a half is there's no talk about what you do to improve your immune system. It's just watching and waiting. If you're sick and you show up at the ER, dude, you may not get in. Some people tell me that they're waking up at 2:30 in the morning trying to beat the waiting line by going in the deep middle of the night or early in the morning just so they can get in. Folks, that's crazy. You know what I think you ought to do today? I have a radical idea for you. Go out in the sunshine and let your body start making natural vitamin D3. You know, vitamin D3 is incredible, but it's one of those elements or nutrients. You got to have enough of it for it to do its job properly. So if you go to your doctor, and I think this is a good idea, have them measure your vitamin D3 levels. I don't care if your vitamin D3 goes up to 120 or if it's like 80. If they tell you that's too low, why don't you just say to yourself, I'm going to find out for myself and start looking up the studies. And you know what? If you're open-minded, you're going to find studies that say the immune system works a heck of a lot better when your vitamin D3 levels are around 80 as opposed to 30. It's incredible. It really is. If you do not eat meat, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you're going to have to supplement with zinc and you're going to have to work that one out. But you need zinc in order for your immune system to respond and generate antibody production. It's so critical. And so, what are the two most common symptoms of a zinc deficiency as far as cravings? They crave something salt, or they crave something sugary. And so, zinc can be a game-changing nutrient. Can you get too much of it? Yes, you can. And so, there are many, many people that have either a problem with an artery, or they have a healing problem, or a chronic infection. We may need to use about 60 milligrams of zinc a day for a short season, and then we eventually cut them down to like about 30, and that usually does the job quite well. But without zinc, how's your immune system going to do its job and respond the way that you want? And so every time that you drink an alcoholic beverage or drink a soft drink, you're depleting your zinc. And so isn't it interesting that if a person's low in zinc, they crave all the foods that have the most flavor to them? So those are sweets and salty foods. So the option's yours, but if you have a kid that's got a runny nose and you're feeling run down, maybe the donuts for breakfast is not the best call today. Right? Okay. When I mentioned that juice earlier, I don't think that people really understand how amazing ginger is. I'm going to say that fresh ginger root, when it's juiced, it is probably, without a doubt, the greatest drainage remedy in the universe. And when I say drainage, what do you think I mean by that? To me, drainage means you help get all the poison from the bacteria or the virus out of your body. And so how does it get out of your body? Well, you either blow it out of your nose, or it comes out through the urine, or through your poop. But get it out. The other way that you could do today, I don't know if it's possible, but sweating is one of the greatest techniques of all time, and sunbathing. I was reading about tuberculosis this morning. Dude, I can't make this up. The number one predictor of who was going to be released by the tuberculosis sanitarium hospital were people that sunbathed. So what am I talking about? They chose to go out of doors, and if it was a man, he probably took a shirt off. If it was a woman, she probably retained a bathing suit, which is definitely appropriate. And she allowed the invisible ultraviolet radiation, or light, and the spectrum called infrared from the sun, touch the skin. And that's called heliotherapy. Did I mention it's free? But heliotherapy is phenomenal for helping the body to heal. I asked the woman yesterday who's got some health issues. I said, how much time do you spend outside? And she said, basically none. And you know what? There's quite a few people like that. I'm not being judgmental. I mean, if I had my way, I would work on top of the roof. But I've had a hard time getting people climbing ladders for a consultation where it's 150 degrees on that hot metal. I'm just kidding about that. But you've got to have light for your body to heal. You want to drain poison from your body? What do you have to lose by juicing some fresh ginger root? The answer is, you've got nothing to lose. I know there's always going to be people that say, I will not do one thing unless I am prescribed a drug. Okay, it's your call. So, wherever you have your faith, okay, it's your choice. Roy is not trying to be critical. But after 50 years of using drugs, is our country and the world really that healthy now? No, it's not. You know, you can tell a person whatever you want, but it's your God-given right to choose how to take care of your body. And you know what? I've been guilty of being naive about certain things. I'm not naive any longer about those things, because if you have people do you wrong, what you're supposed to say is, thank you very much, dear Lord. You taught me a lesson. How quickly can I learn this lesson? It's my fault. I take ownership of it. Please teach me some more. If we humbled ourselves before God and we tried to learn from this, that's really what this is all about. What are we going to do to get our attention to turn our hearts back to God. Anyway, let me read this to you right here. This comes from Stephen Langer, M.D. I have his book, by the way. Chinese doctors 2,000 years before Christ, they rejuvenated aging patients with failing faculties by means of animal thyroid soup, with the result that their patients felt younger, they had more energy, and they often regained their ability to think and remember. Many centuries later, during Queen Victoria's reign, London's most prominent Harley Street doctors took a cue from the Chinese, and they started serving elderly and failing patients special sandwiches whose main ingredient was raw animal thyroid gland. Isn't that interesting? I remember Norman would tell me when he would go to school, they had seating assignments in the lunchroom. And he said the kid that sat next to him, his mother always made like a beef tongue sandwich for the kid, which is amazing superfood. By the way, that was my mother's favorite taco of all time. Lengua. I say, mas lengua, por favor. Tres tacos, please. But she loved her tongue tacos. But this is incredible. What? Let me ask you this. Would you do that? If you were 80 years old and you were like plumb exhausted and you couldn't find your way to even scrape your carcass out of bed because you're so tired, if somebody made you a sandwich of raw cow thyroid, would you eat it? I think I would. Wouldn't that be interesting if they tried experiments on human beings that were willing just to do something like that? When's the last time you've had a raw cow thyroid sandwich? Well, I've never had one. But I'm going to go to the store today and I'm going to see if they have them. I'm going to buy one and eat it. Okay, we've only got like a couple minutes left. I know. Just thanks for your patience with me. If I take a phone call, it's just going to be massive reverberation, and they can't hear what I'm saying, obviously, anyway. And for all I know, maybe you can hear me, and maybe you can't. Somebody call me and let me know on my cell phone. But anyway, it's always a joy and pleasure to be here. This is what I'm made to do. I'm here to help you. So any way that I can encourage you and help you out. Now, you know, you do have a responsibility. You do. I can't do everything for a person. I kind of go round and round on a weekly basis. There's always one person, they just won't drink any water. The only thing they put in their mouth is either coffee or alcohol or a soft drink. Well, we need some water. 70% of your body is water. Every good chemical reaction or enzyme reaction that takes place that benefits you, it takes the place in water. And so, if a person gets a lab test and it shows their chloride levels are high, one of their electrolytes, you know what that's from? Dehydration. Give your body water. You may not know this, but 95% of your lungs, they're made of pure water. So if you have asthma, what is one of the simple solutions that you can do to remedy that? Water. Absolutely. Do you know people that have one lung problem after the other? Well, I want to challenge them. It's called Chinese water therapy. Not water torture, but water therapy. Drink a quart of water in the morning, or a quart and a half, and see if your health does amazingly change for the better. I've seen that work over and over again. All right. I've enjoyed being with you. My name is Dr. Roy Morgan. This program's Health Essentials. Lord willing, with His grace and favor, I'll be here this time next week. Thank you.